Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone with us today, we have Senator Vicki Jensen, State Senator, who represents Senate District 24, which is Steele, Rice, Dodge, and Waseca counties. And Vicki, last week we talked about water quality in rural Minnesota and some of the pending and potential legislation at the state level that will likely happen in 2016. And it's a big issue, but I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about teachers in rural Minnesota. School teachers are evidently in short supply throughout the state. Is that right?
Well, it really seems like it's taking a critical stance right now. Some positions, even in elementary education in rural areas, used to get for an open position for teaching 300 to 400 applications. We heard testimony that sometimes they're only getting four. So there's a real issue. Youth are not going into the profession, so we're not graduating as many teachers out of the university. So to get someone, especially in the shortage areas like special education, science and math, and our shortage list is growing and growing in Minnesota. We used to have not as many, and then when we have to send that to the federal and it comes back, these are the areas. So I authored a bill to try to provide loan forgiveness for teachers that serve in shortage areas, and I'd love to see that go beyond that to actually incent and provide some funding for the aides and some of the people in the classroom that know what it is and are familiar with it, if they want to go ahead and get that licensing to be a teacher, that we want them to go ahead and do that. So we were able to get some money for that, but we're going to need a lot more in order to make it, you know, really make some kind of an impact.
So it really has been a pretty big sea change in terms of the number of graduates coming out of the universities that are going into these teaching professions then.
There is, and we're losing a lot of kids because of what's considered the basic testing that you have to take to get a Minnesota teaching licensure, and we've had a lot of conversation at the legislature about how do we figure this out, because there's one test that they have to take that's called the basic. It's considered basic, but it's really college-level math, mid-college-level math that they have to take, this math test, in order to get their Minnesota teaching license. And it's a big concern of mine because I get kind of pushback that, you know, lawyers have to take the bar, but we're training them how to pass that bar. And for teaching licensing, in order to take that math test in particular, is the one we have the most problem with, we're not providing the classes in order to pass that test.
Right. I mean, you need to have a robust pool to choose from so that you can hire high-quality teachers.
That's correct. And that's what we've seen in the last few years, especially a real drop and decline in the number of students that are actually taking and going into the profession. So we're not getting that big pool that we used to have.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best wishes.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.